Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. This is the last episode that I'm going to be recording live for 2025. And before we go on our podcast break, I just want to say thank you, and thank you again for everybody who has supported the show. I mean, there are those of you who listen who have been listening for years as we come up on 8 years of podcasts. And there are some who have been listening from the very beginning. And I cannot thank you enough for your support of this show, for sharing the show. I thank you for everybody who's left a review, who shared it in your group chat, who has shared it with friends and family, who shared it with coworkers. I mean, the messages that I get from people who play this at trainings at their companies, to people who use this as discussion points for their small groups. My mind will never not be blown at the way that the Lord just continues to use this platform. And it's not about numbers, but it's about quality. And I'm just so grateful to have been doing this for this long and just grateful for another year. I mean, something that was particularly exciting this year for me was our Bible on Business series, because it was something that I felt was so needed in this Christian entrepreneur market. And it was something that was really, really exciting for me to do as the host. It took a lot more effort because, as you know, we extended the episodes a bit longer. These episodes require a ton of research, studying, cross-references, looking at and comparing what the Bible says to what's happening statistically in the business space. And so it required a lot more, but it was so worth it. And I'm not saying that we're not going to be continuing on with it in the new year. I haven't sat with the Lord yet about what 2025 looks like for me or the podcast. So I don't know what 2025 is going to look like, but I know right now I'm extremely grateful. I don't take for granted the time that you give to this show. And I just cannot thank you all enough for your support. And I can't thank God enough for deeming me worthy to be pouring into you all, because I know how much God loves His people. I know how seriously He takes these platforms. And so for Him to still deem me worthy to communicate on this platform is, I can't even, I don't have the words other than I'm grateful and thank you. There will be reruns happening twice a week in December. Please continue to support the show. I mean, we got 8 years of content, guys. So these reruns, I'm going to pick some really, really great episodes. Some of my favorites, some of y'all favorites I will be posting. Please continue to support and share the show, even though we're not going to be in real time. All right. So for this last episode, we are going to be going into another chapter of Leadership as an Identity, the four traits of those who wield lasting influence. This book is by Crawford Loritz. Link is in the show notes if you want to get the book and catch up over our break, because we're going to continue the book club once the new year starts. So we are on chapter four. The chapter is called Falling into Sin. And this chapter in particular just it made me sit with it. At first, I was like, I'm going to do chapters four and five and talk about it on the show, but I didn't want to rush past chapter four. I wanted to sit with it for a moment. So we're only going to cover this one. And again, the title is Falling into Sin. So as you know, this part one of this book is all about brokenness. And we've been talking a lot about how important it is to maintain an element of brokenness so that we're always dependent on God. This chapter in particular talks about our brokenness is not the fact, is not from the fact that we sin. Our brokenness is because by nature we are pulled towards sin. And in order for us to really embody brokenness as this leadership trait, it means that we have to operate on a day-to-day sober-minded enough to know that in any given moment, if I am not dependent on the Lord, that I am very susceptible to be pulled into sin. Because it's pride that makes us think that, oh, I'm not going to sin. Like, I'm good. I got it. I'll figure it out. I'll be all right. That's pride. But that brokenness is like, oh no, I have to stay before the feet of the Father. I have to be dependent on Him. I have to serve Him. I have to continue to be in awe in Him. I can't let success or accomplishments get too much in my head or in my heart. I have to withdraw and be close to the Lord, because the second that I don't, I start to drift and get pulled towards sin. He opened up the chapter giving an example, talking about one of the men that he looks up to or looked up to, because I believe this man has passed. He says, one of the godliest men I have ever known was Dr. Bill Bright. Bill was in many ways an unassuming man, but God gave him the incredible assignment of building a movement that will proclaim the gospel around the world. Under his leadership, CRU, formerly Campus Crusade for Christ, grew to be the largest parachurch organization of its kind, as well as one of the most effective evangelistic movements in the history of the church. My wife and I had the privilege of serving CRU for 27 years, and today I serve as a member of the board of directors. Bill was a man who seemed to walk and work in a state of continual worship, and yet he never lost his sense of how weak and fragile he was. He never forgot that he was a sinner. I recall hearing him say many times, "Please pray for me. I don't want to lose my first love. I don't want to do anything that would bring shame to my Savior." He understood that God's blessing and favor on CRU did not mean that he was somehow less capable of falling into sin. If anything, he clearly understood that the awesome, holy God of the universe had entrusted a vision and an assignment to a mere man who had weakness and temptations like everyone else. And he wasn't afraid to let others know that he needed the prayers of God's people to help him overcome and finish well. And so he talks about how this standpoint, this mindset, this continual space of worship that Bill magnified or exemplified is something that he has really taken as part of his leadership style. And I think that this is important too, even for us. And I think Jesus also demonstrated this example of, as his popularity grew, he withdrew. So I believe that this is like a leadership example of that, of as our businesses or our ministries grow, we have to pray even more. We have to be open and vulnerable and honest with those that are around us and say, "Hey, can you pray for me? This business is growing and I don't want it to go to my head. And I am humble and broken enough to know that if I don't take this seriously, my flesh will drift into sin. So can you just pray for me? Oh man, my followers are growing online. My listenership of my podcast is increasing. My views on YouTube is skyrocketing. I'm going viral. I'm getting all of this attention. Can you pray with me? Can you pray for me?" While all this popularity is happening, it may be a common practice or expected that I lean in, but instead, let me withdraw. Let me risk the growth of my online brand by refusing to engage in what's happening and instead choosing to log off and withdraw to be with the Lord. That's brokenness in action for those of us who are operating in this modern way online. And I want to talk about that a bit more, because I believe that a lot of the examples and things that he discusses in this book is talking about people with businesses and churches and ministries where they're leading bodies of people and being examples in front of bodies of physical people. But then you also have like this online space where people are building these brands where you're a leader in the sense of you have a large following, but you're not interacting with those people on a daily, weekly, monthly basis in person. And I believe that it makes us being bad leaders that much easier. And because it's hard to fake, but for so much when you write in somebody's face, but when you online, you could curate an image that looks like you're broken, but you're really prideful. But I'm going to talk about that more so at the end, because I want to get through everything that he has to say in this chapter, because just understanding this in an online context, knowing that a lot of us operate in that way, is what I really want to sit with from this chapter. But nevertheless, the next section here is called One Decision Away. And he says, it's important to understand that as long as we are standing on this side of heaven, we are very capable of hurting the heart of God, betraying his trust, and damaging the cause of Christ. As Jim Reese, a businessman and the former chairman of the elders at our church, says, a challenge not only for young leaders, but for all leaders, is that you are one decision away from losing the ability to lead. That is good. I'm going to read it again. A challenge not only for young leaders, but for all leaders, is that you are one decision away from losing the ability to lead. Seeking God and surrendering to him has to be a disciplined process, because the struggle and battle with the flesh is never over. Tim Kimmel points out that brokenness empowers a leader because it forces him or her to do more than lip service to the grace of God. When we realize how utterly helpless we are and how utterly self-destructive we are capable of being when left to our own devices, we gain a better understanding of just how amazing God's grace really is. He then brought up a couple of scriptures and then broke out some lessons from those scriptures. So the first one he brought up is 1 Timothy 3:6-7. It says, a church leader must not be a new believer, because he might become proud and the devil will cause him to fall. Also, people outside the church must speak well of him so that he will not be disgraced and fall into the devil's trap. He also brings up 2 Timothy 20-22. It says, now in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honorable use, some for dishonorable. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from what is dishonorable, he will be a vessel for honorable use, set apart as holy, useful to the master of the house, ready for every good work. So flee youthful passions and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who called on the Lord from a pure heart. The last scripture he brings up is 1 Corinthians 9:24-27. He says, do you not know that in a race, all the runners run, but only one received the prize? So run that you may obtain it. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. So I do not run aimlessly. I do not box as one beating the air, but I discipline my body and keep it under control, lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified. I loved this analogy because it made me think about, I was recently watching the Simone Biles documentary on Netflix. It was like multiple parts. They had one part where it took place like before the Olympics, and it just talked about Tokyo and how she had withdrew from some competitions because she was just having some mental challenges going on. And so it talked about how she recovered from that, how she was preparing for Paris Olympics that they had this year. And so we were able to see the before and then through the Olympics. And there's another documentary that's really good called Sprint on Netflix, where it is showing these top track stars. Shakari Richardson is on there. Another guy, I think his name is Noah Lyles, if I'm not mistaken. He's actually local. And he won a gold medal. They were both in the Olympics this year as well. But watching these documentaries, you just really see. And for me personally, I've watched these things recently. So I'm seeing all of this work and all of this discipline that they go through in order for them to excel at their sport. And they're doing that for physical trophies, for Olympic gold medals, for money and endorsements and all of that. But we need to have that same level of discipline for the imperishable, as the text says. We need to have that same level of discipline for eternity. We need to discipline our flesh and our mind and our emotions and all of that, our day-to-day schedules, so that we are making sure that we are in top condition to service the Lord. and top condition to resist the enemy and fight against all the schemes and the attacks that he'll throw our way. This episode is brought to you by Indeed. One of the most frustrating aspects of hiring is finding the right person. It takes a long time, and you really want to find the right person quickly so that you can start making the progress that you want to make on your business. If you're in a similar boat and you realize that your business needs to hire somebody yesterday and you want to know how you can find amazing candidates fast, easy, just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs helps you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so that you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. When I was hiring, the process was slow and overwhelming. I wish I had Indeed. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/blessed. Just go to Indeed.com/blessed right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by IXL. In my household, education is so important, and in summer, there's still no breaks. So whether your child is trying to catch up, stay sharp like we are, or get a head start for the fall, IXL can make learning a seamless part of the summer. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning, whether they're brushing up on math or diving into social studies. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade with content that's engaging, personalized, and yes, actually fun. It's the perfect tool to keep learning going without making it feel like school. I am so excited to get started with IXL. My son is getting ready to go to kindergarten, and one of the tools that his school uses is IXL for learning. And so we are so excited to dive in this summer to prepare him for the upcoming year. This program will improve your kids' grades. It will work for any of your kids. You save time and you save money, so don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com. Visit IXL.com to get the most effective learning platform out there at the best price. So I would encourage any of you, like as you're on this break, Thanksgiving is tomorrow. This episode is coming out on a Wednesday. Thanksgiving is tomorrow, Thursday. So you probably got Friday off, hopefully, into the weekend. Watch some sports documentaries and just really look to see all of the work that goes in for athletes to compete at a high level. And then think about the spiritual implications of that. Like, that's your homework assignment. Think about how you can apply that same level of discipline and dedication to eternal things and not just earthly treasures. But nevertheless, the author here pulls out some big lessons from these passages. He says there are 3 big lessons in these passages. First, the lives we lead as leaders should be well thought of by a watching world. People may not agree with us and they may even despise what we stand for, but we should never give them an objective reason to reject us and what we believe due to the sinful inconsistency of our lives. How many times have we seen Christianity ridiculed in the press because an outspoken leader fell into the very type of sin he publicly condemned? Of course, because I operate in the online space with my business, my first reaction when reading this was like, I mean, people gonna always have something to say. And I've seen it. Like, you go on YouTube, there are all types of videos about everything. Like, people are building whole brands by simply commenting on what other people are doing. And we are in this era where opinion and truth, fact, and fiction is so blurred, because if somebody has a lot of followers, you already have given them some undeserved credibility to what they have to say, simply because it's a lot of people drinking the Kool-Aid. And I think that that makes leadership harder in this space, if you're called to be in the online space, because everybody isn't. And let me tell you something. Whenever the Lord be like, hey, you could shut down online, the way I will not be, I would not have a single digital footprint. I would be off the radar completely. But nevertheless, I believe that that makes it harder, because it adds like an emotional turmoil and frustration to leadership. But what he said is still so important, because people can say what they want to say, but you make sure that you don't give them an objective reason. So you make sure you're not caught in 4K going against what you say that you believe in. You make sure that whatever they're saying is simply speculation, and that there are no facts or proof that can be brought up to show that you are not who you say you are. Because we can't control what other people do, but we can control ourselves. And that's the point here and the focus. He says, second, our lives should match the message and the noble assignments that God entrusts to us. This is what Paul means by being a vessel of honor. God wants to serve his meals on clean plates. Our job is to make sure that our lives are clean. Again, God is not so much concerned about our abilities and gifts as he is about our personal holiness. We have to keep the plate clean. And again, thinking about this in the online context, I think that even if your leadership role is primarily online, whether you have like a platform digitally or your business online, your life in real life matters. How you treat people in a day-to-day, how you are serving people, pouring into people, discipling people, being kind, being gentle, having Christ-likeness in your day-to-day, it's important. And as we build these online brands and make sure our messaging is the way it needs to be and the aesthetics look good and the visuals and all of that, take that much consideration, if not more consideration, in how you live for real, how you treat people for real. Be Christ-like for real, in real life, and not just in how you present yourself online. He says, third, leaders have been and will be disqualified by God if we do not run his race according to his rules. God does not put up with sin. And if we continue to sin, he will take his assignments away from us and declare us unusable and replace us with someone else who will live for him. And in some cases, the failure to clean up our lives will be the cause of physical death. I'm not saying that godly leaders never sin, but what I am saying is that the patterns of sin should not dominate our lives, and our call to lead must be viewed as a call to Christ-likeness in every area of our lives. Overcoming sin and keeping our hearts and lives pure is our passion. We want people to follow us because we are following Christ. We are not just telling people what Jesus said. We are, by his grace and strength, living what he said. So good. He goes on to say, it is true that God will use our past failures, as in the case of King David's adultery and murder and Peter's denial of Jesus. These failures break God's heart and, if followed by repentance, keep our hearts tender, producing a sweet God-dependent life. But failure should not be the primary source of our brokenness. Remember, I had said that earlier. It is the ever-present realization that we could hurt his heart, that we carry within us a pull towards sin that ought to keep us pushing towards God. We should be the most afraid when we forget that we need his help to stand. He quotes 1 Corinthians 10 and 12 that says, therefore, let anyone who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. He says, in Becoming a Leader of No Reputation, Scott Rodin wrote of his convictions about leadership after serving for several years as a seminary president. If I could put one Bible verse on the desk of every pastor and every Christian leader in the world, it would be this. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. And that's 1 John 1 and 8. As Christian leaders, we must be engaged in a constant process of self-evaluation and repentance. It is so easy for us to be tempted in a variety of directions, and when we stray, we impact our entire ministry. Good leaders undertake their work with a deep humility and a keen awareness of their own weakness and shortcomings. This makes me think about the scripture of being sober and vigilant. Like, we have to be focused and intentional on this push and pull type of dynamic that we have going on, where our flesh is pulling us towards sin, but we have to actively push ourselves towards God. And if we are not actively pushing, then our flesh is just going to drift in the opposite direction. Do you see how serious this is? And how we can't be passive as leaders. We can't be passive in this faith journey, because the second that we try to chill, there is no chill. Because if you try to relax, you try to let your hair down, your body, your flesh is just going to drift towards sin. We have to be focused. We have to be disciplined, and we have to be intentional. I watched another docuseries on Netflix again. I forgot what it's called, but it has a bunch of like top athletes. So like LeBron James is on there. Jason Tatum is on there. That young guy, I forgot his name. A new basketball player, young Anthony Edwards, that's his name. He's on there. Jimmy Butler is on there, and it's just chronicling their season, whichever season this was. I want to say like 2023 season, maybe 2022 to 2023. And there was one part with LeBron where they talked about how much he pays for in the upkeep of his body throughout a year, where the rumored number out there is like over $1 million a year on his body. He never admitted to what the actual number was, but they just went through everything that he pays for, from the different machines that work on this muscle to the dietitians to the massage therapists, the personal trainers, all of these different things that he uses to make sure that he's able to perform at a high level consistently. And we've seen the results of that, because he has an extremely long career at the top without any major issues, now to where he's able to play with his son on the same team. So we've seen him do legendary things. And so clearly this investment that he's making in his body is paying off. And I'm not even a sports person at all, but I like to watch certain things like that, because I like to see how people who operate on a high level, what they do in order to maintain that. So that's why I watch a lot of the sports stuff for that reason. I can care less about who points, you know, whatever. I don't care about that. But I am interested in the habits and the mindsets of people who have achieved great things. And it encourages me even in the things that I want to achieve. So like, again, your homework is to watch any sports documentary, watch it. Not one that's talking about scandals and all that, but one that's just really chronicling the journey of how much effort these athletes put into their discipline, and allow that to encourage you spiritually. Because if they were lax about what they ate, if they were lax about how they took care of their bodies, then their bodies are going to go the opposite way. So I just cannot emphasize enough the importance of discipline and how serious this is. So that, and I want it to really hit home, so that as you are just making your goals for the new year, making your daily habits or whatever it is that you're doing to prepare for the newness of the year, like most people are at this time, I just want you to consider how to be more spiritually disciplined, how to not be lax when it comes to your spiritual growth, your integrity, and your commitment to the Lord as He is leading you on whatever He's assigned you to do. Now, he ended by saying leaders need to be particularly aware of whose life is on display. Our brokenness reminds us that Christ must live his life through us. Galatians 2:20 says, "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." Those who follow you as leaders should see Christ both in terms of who you are and in how you go about fulfilling the assignments God has given to you. Your human tendency for sin should drive you to the cross, shouting all the way that you need Jesus. When you place your brokenness at the foot of the cross, you declare that you have nothing to prove and that Jesus Christ makes himself known through moral, fragile human beings. And I think that that's a great place to end. I hope you guys get this book and read it over the break. We're going to be starting back up with chapter 5 in the new year. I want to thank you guys again for listening to another episode, for supporting this podcast this year. Please continue to listen even to the replays, because I believe that you will be blessed by those, whether you've heard them before or not. I love you guys. I am looking forward to resting, but I'm so excited about coming back and seeing what the Lord is going to have for year 8 of this podcast. 8 is a number of new beginnings, and I'm excited to see what that means for Blessed and Bossed Up. I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. And we're going to talk real soon.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off 2 or more select major appliances. Plus, get 3 Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off 2 or more select major appliances. Plus, get 3 Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.